we've seen since June of last year is there has been five now different occasions in which the ECB have increased mortgage rates. And this has meant for many, many hundreds of thousands of customers that they've seen the mortgage interest increase nearly month on month. We also expect another increase coming forward in the first week of March that's been signaled to the ECB. So what this means in reality for some people, not everybody, because some people haven't had it passed on, but hundreds of thousands of customers have had these interest rates increases passed on to their mortgage payments. And it means that they are paying thousands of euro more this year than they were last year. And for that reason, it's important that the government reintroduce mortgage interest relief that used to exist up until 2021. It was got rid of completely at that time. And I think it needs to be introduced at a targeted, tailored and time-bound fashion to assist families in terms of the cost of living crisis that they're currently experiencing.
And if this relief was accepted, what would it mean for people?
Well, what it would mean for people is that the portion of your mortgage that has increased since last year, so for some people it's increased by, the annual payments have increased by about 3,000 euro, others it's 5,000 euro. But if you take it 3,000 euro, what we're saying is that 30% of that increase would be borne by the state. That would be a support of about 1,000 euro to those families. The maximum support that any family or any mortgage holder could get is 1,500 euro. It's not about taking away all of the pain that has been inflicted as a result of mortgage interest rates, but it is about taking away some of the sharpest edge of it is to try and assist families, and particularly those families who've had their mortgages sold to vulture funds. They were given a promise by government time after time that they would be no worse off. The reality is today that many of those customers are paying 7.5% interest rate on their mortgage, and come the first week in March, they're going to be paying 8%. That's outrageous levels of interest. It's a burden that many, many families simply cannot bear, and that's why the government needs to step in this focused, targeted way.